Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, forget about it. This is fucking Skyla over here. I'm doing some test runs for Chrissy while he's doing some other, we'll say, unsavory things on the outside of the cameras. And I'm just going to talk about what I got going on in my life. Everything's kind of a fucking mess right now. And, you know, I got a whole 2 liter of Diet Pepsi next to me. I don't know why. I just cracked it open. I'm going to start drinking it like a fucking insane person. That's me. Fucking crazy. This fucking guy doesn't know what he's fucking talking about. Now, I'm just sitting here talking, waiting for Chrissy to get back. And one of these days, he's going to fucking get back here. And then I'm going to fucking start the show. Well, 48 seconds, and he's still not back here. And I don't understand what's going on here. Fucking, this is me doing my thing. And I don't fucking know. What does it all mean? Sometimes I feel really insignificant in the universe. And I feel like I look up at the stars and I think, wow, look at all them insignificant specks in the sky. And it's just me, all alone, sitting here. I don't know if I could ever do a solo podcast like this. It's kind of like, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, I live in Indiana now, right? In Indiana, it's kind of a fucking weird place, you know?
How you doing tonight, hey?
Hey, this is fucking Skyla. I create Omega Star 7. And I have now taken over the Wizard Scroll.
Yes, thank you for joining us today on Skylar's show. Skylar, thanks
yes,
for
Chris
having Balso me on.
Yes, Chris Balso is no longer part of the show. He's actually, I've now taken his show.
Yes.
It is all mine now.
You ever see the Futurama meme where it's like, why doesn't the Ross, the largest friend, simply consume the rest?
That's me.
That's what you've
I'm
done.
The
you've
Ross.
Consumed. You've consumed Wizard Scroll.
I'm consuming everybody. Listen, I don't like other podcasts.
Right.
Okay? So I have them all join my show. Therefore, there is only Omega Star 7. I've only got like 6 shows on board, but we're getting there slowly.
You're building, you're like a Katamari. You're just fucking absorbing mm-hmm. them all.
That's how we do things here in the Sometimes Somewhere.
The Sometimes Somewhere.
The fucking Sometimes Subway, you know what I'm saying?
So I hear you've recently concluded your first big ol' season of the show, and you're kind of
in between
things at the moment. So
it
how
was November. Where were you? Huh?
I was there.
Back in November.
I was
I
there.
Know you
I
were
was
there.
Fucking. I
and
was
fucking.
Zoots McKenzie, man.
It was quite a story.
Yeah, like
I don't know,
from
I don't
humble
know how
beginnings,
came, like,
from humble oh beginnings my. Up until like just fucking nut jokes and just improv and where? Shit, and then you just like completely pivoted and then just came out with this whole scripted shit, and it's so good.
Where did the show for you take that weird turn? Like, what was the episode that was like, wow, this show's gotten pretty serious?
Honestly, I feel like right after Mushroom Madness, I think, is where the pivot really started.
You think that fucking
I think
Harry Spaces in the Hallway of Almost Infinite Doors was serious?
Wait, did that one come out after?
That was after Mushroom Madness, big guy.
I feel like Mushroom Madness was like after that point, it was like a lot more scripted, I could tell.
I don't know. I'll tell you, the scripts really came in around, I think the last big improv we did was A Scrapper's Paradise.
That one I thought was really good.
But before that, we did like all scripts after Sprocket to Me. So Sprocket to Me was like the first big scripted episode. Badger and Slip's Big Trip, we started experimenting with it.
Uh-huh.
And then I would say like it really took hold during the last episode into the next. So like
when we were shooting Trey with titanium steel balls, that was like the last improv. Because we had recorded that in tandem with Scrapper's Paradise. We did them both at the same time, knowing there'd be some scripted stuff in between it.
Uh-huh.
But we did them all because I moved to like Indiana away from Pennsylvania. So we wanted to get a couple improv stories in there, lines for fun before it all went kaput.
So you were like moved like states during like the production of the show. And that didn't like not mess only with the release schedule or anything, huh?
Nope.
That's insane. Nope.
Even when my house caught on fire.
Holy shit.
And I had to like live in a temporary place. That's when we started doing anthology episodes. Cause like we were like, I was in such a spot to not be able to write every night.
Mm-hmm.
So what we would do is we'd get on phones. We used to, you know, all Discord calls and do writing there. We took a break. Cause I was like, I gotta figure this stuff out, but we should release something. So we didn't break our schedule for one straight year, right? 2021. Yeah. Yep. So 2021 to 2022 was one straight year.
That is fucking unbelievable.
Of no breaks and release.
Like the longest streak I did was like 10 weeks in a row. That was like when the first 10 weeks of my show was like, I did that and then I took a week break.
Do you feel fucking accomplished, Chrissy?
I do. I honestly do because like that first season was just like, I had written 16 episodes and I was like, all right, I'm going to release one a week, fucking record it all, edit everything, fucking sound effects, background music, and everything. And I would do it once a week. It was brutal. Especially with the computer I had at the time. It was like this old fucking hunk of shit. It took like 10 minutes to turn it on, to load that fucking thing up, to put all the files into Audacity. I was still using Audacity at the time. Like I felt like once you introduced me to Reaper, it was like I was a caveman. I was a fucking Neanderthal. And then I just watched you like bang two rocks together and light a fire. And then my mind just exploded at that point. And that's where I really feel like I took off.
So Chris's success, getting signed to Fable and Folly, all of them, that's because of me.
I would say so. Thank you for your...
I'm claiming all of my accomplishments,
even the ones before we met, are solely because of you.
All of it was me, dude. It was solely because of me.
In 2018, when I decided to do this, it was because I knew in two or so years' time, I would meet a man named Skylar Giordano.
Nice.
And he would fucking, I would ride his coattails all the way to the top.
That's right. I'm bringing them all, like an astral whale with a city on his back. I'm bringing everyone with me.
Hell yeah. I'm here for it. Holy shit. Like, I've been in that writer's room with you these past couple days, and I feel like we're making some really good shit.
I feel like the writer's room of Omega Star 7 is the most enigmatic place. Because people in our Discord see us in there, and what are they fucking doing?
What are they doing in there? Probably talking about balls in your jaw.
And then it comes out with this like ridiculous script every time. We're like mad scientists. We're like, we fucking did it.
They said it couldn't be done.
We were too preoccupied and not asking ourselves if we should, but if we could, and we did.
Yeah, we did all right. Holy shit.
We fucking did it, Louie. Fucking Louie, use your fucking skull.
You know, sometimes you just gotta get it like, when you think about the lines too much, I feel like you'll agree that, like, you just got to put some polish on your brain and the lines, like, if you don't think about it, you just reply to whatever the person previous said. That's how the best lines come out.
Well, yeah, that's like, why I do this thing where I will reread the very last line, say, give me a line right now. Like, I'll just snap. I'll be like, I want someone's gut reaction. And then we take it, we filter it down. Someone will go overboard. Like you or me. Yeah. And then I take that, say that again, so that you've already refiltered it, and then I'll filter it again and clean it up to the point where we're all, and you know, we all kind of do that in the show where we will filter, like we'll write down like the long line and then say, how do we clean this up? Like fucking like the fucking Hemingway of fucking balls.
The Hemingway of fucking balls.
So
Mondays, am I right?
Don't start.
We'll be here all fucking night if I start now.
We fucking know Tuesday is the worst day, dude. Fuck. All right. Listen, Monday, you come into work and you're like, shit, it sucks today. but you're tired. No one ever, there's no expectations. But then Tuesday, when it really hits the fan that you're there for four more days, you're going to look me dead in the eye and say, that's better than Monday.
I mean, I kind of feel like I kind of get where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
Because, like, I feel like not just Tuesday, but, like, Monday night after you get home from work, after you eat dinner, it's, like, 9 o'clock and you just fucking, like, got sat down. And you're like, fuck, I got four more days of this.
Yeah, telling you.
That is the worst feeling. Waking up on Monday, I would say, is pretty bad for sure. I do engineering for a living, so it's a lot of thinking a lot of the time. So showing up on a Monday morning, just fucking rolled out of bed from a fucking weekend long stint sitting in front of my computer editing Wizard Scroll, like I'm fucking mushad when I get into work on a Monday morning.
I gotta address your audience for a second.
Of course.
This fucking guy, Chrissy, okay? He wrote the Wizard Scroll. I want you to know that he is an engineer, pretty much in the civic engineering line of work, I assume.
Yeah, transportation. Yes, I'm a trafficker of some sort.
And what city do you live in?
I'm in Boca Raton.
And so, why is it so chaotic in Boca Raton?
Yeah, it's because I'm here.
Because it's run by
exactly. Yeah.
It's because this guy's planning out bus routes and shit.
Planning the bus routes.
Why is that bus going through a school? I don't
just
know.
Through, like, you fucking just open the fucking the super target door as a bus goes through. All right, we just saw traffic lights inside now. Yeah, it's great.
Man, you're living the dream, man.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Chris, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I feel like I'm kind of already doing it. But, like, I would very much like to... I mean, dream fucking job, I'm telling you right now, is probably, like, fucking... I want to be, like... Bart Simpson's voice actor or some shit.
Give us your best Bart Simpson.
Eat my shorts, man. I'm Bart.
Eat my shorts, man.
Don't have a cow, man.
Eat my fucking
Bart.
Shorts, man. Don't have a cowabunga.
I could be Bart Simpson the teenage years or something. Fuck, man.
Ay, caramba.
All right. I can do a really good Sonic the Hedgehog. But I want to see what you do at first.
Way past cool. Eat my shorts.
I love chili dogs.
I feel like it's the same as my Bart. Just a little bit lower.
Chris, I'm 30 years old.
Yes.
Right? You're probably too young to remember this, but I remember it like it was yesterday. I was very young. And I was only catching reruns at the time. But there used to be a Sonic the Hedgehog, like, car. There was a bunch
of Sonic
the Hedgehog
cartoon. I've heard of the cartoon.
But, like, the OG one, right?
Yeah, with Steve Urkel.
And this is, like, before, like, Sonic Underground and the Sonic X, all those.
Yes.
I do remember all those. But Sonic the Hedgehog, there were, like, these PSAs after each one.
Yeah.
It was, like, the cringiest shit,
I've seen one in particular.
The smoking one, right?
No.
Oh, the smoke is so good.
I've seen a different one where Sonic comes in and he's like, hey, kids, if an adult touches you in a place that makes you feel uncomfortable, that's no good. I remember that one. That was the only one I've really seen.
I just clipped my audio there. that was a good laugh. You got me good. I forgot about that one.
The smoking cigarettes
hey,
one?
Hey, kids.
Hey, Tails. Don't smoke that.
But Sonic, it makes me cool.
Yeah, are you sure you haven't seen it?
I think now that you mentioned it, honestly, I think I'm kind of getting bits and pieces back.
Because that's exactly what happens.
Well, let me look it up.
Oh, you're going to watch it right now?
Yeah.
Smoking's bad for you, you know.
No, it's not. Try it. Whoa, little bro. That smoke will make you choke. It doesn't make me choke. Smoking is for dumbbots. It's bad for your health. And it stains your teeth. So don't be a fool. Smoking isn't cool.
This is literally exactly what I just said.
Oh. Smoking's bad for you, kids.
Oh my god.
But Sonic, I look cool.
Hello.
Hold my smokes.
Can we do a scene real quick?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, welcome to the fucking pet store. How can I help you?
My fucking ferret died.
It died?
Yeah, fucking died.
Well, what happened to it?
I don't know, he fucking died.
Did you water it? Did you feed him? Like,
did I water my ferret?
Yeah, did you give it water? Did you, like, give it a little box to shit in? Like, what were you doing that made it die?
I don't know. He just kind of died.
Okay, so what do you want me to do about it?
I want you to take him back.
Take him back? He's fucking dead.
Yeah, I'm asking for a return.
Kermit the Frog sounding ass. Get the fuck out of my store.
That was a good scene. I liked that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
What are we even doing?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kids, there's nothing more cool than being hugged by someone you like. But if someone tries to touch you in a place or in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, that's no good.
Do you ever think to yourself, hey, you know, I fucking created this fucking really good thing that I'm really proud of.
No, because it's not a really good thing. It's not that I'm not that proud of it. No, I love my show. I never think of it like that, you know? Like, I am proud of it. And, like, I'm really, I feel indebted to it. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Hold on, we have a special guest. Put that in your ear.
Oh, is your dad here?
Yo, what's up? Saturday night.
Hey,
happy Saturday, brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers.
Oh. I love Mr. Bowso.
No, you gotta call me Uncle Rick. Uncle Rick. No one.
Uncle fucking Rick, this fucking guy.
Uncle Rick. Who am I speaking with?
A fucking Skyler.
Oh, Skyler, okay. No, I only have you in one ear.
Oh shit.
And his cock is in my other ear. Could you hear me now? Hold on.
I hear you.
Hold on.
Uncle Rick.
All right, that's better.
Spit on the microphone.
Oh, that's not spit. Come. That's cum. Come
that's
on.
Cum. Yeah, you're
come
right.
Come on, Camellia. Skyler, where are you located again?
Indiana.
Indiana. It's cold there, right?
Not right now.
All
right.
It's coming back. Don't you worry.
Hot as fucking balls in here, dude.
Nice. I like hot, sweaty, dirty balls across your nose.
Oh, my God.
There once was an old lady living in his shoes. She had so many kids, her uterus fell out. Oh, Jack be nimble. Jack be quick. Jack burnt off his fucking prick. Oh. I got to go get laid.
All right. Good night.
Bye, Uncle Rick. When did you move to Florida?
I moved to Florida after I graduated high school.
Oh, you lived in the Bronx your whole fucking life.
I lived
dude.
In the Bronx up until eighth grade, and then I moved to Westchester for high
Pennsylvania?
School.
Pennsylvania?
No, Westchester, New York.
Oh, okay.
So, like, basically,
we had a Westchester too.
Like 20 minutes north of the Bronx.
Okay.
It was like the bougie area. Like all
bougie.
All the old money.
All those years of your dad butchering paid off for him?
He's moved on to greener pastures, let's say.
What's he doing now?
He's in the real estate business now.
That guy is in the real estate business? Hey, fucking buy this house.
Say, you want my fucking house? Ah, come on.
So tell me about this house then, huh?
Yeah, it's got fucking front door, back door, fucking windows. It's got everything you need. How much you want?
You got a fucking bathroom?
It's got two fucking bathrooms, three toilets.
Two fucking bathrooms?
Two bathrooms, three
toilets. Where's the third toilet at?
Three toilets. We got dueling toilets. You sit on one side, your wife sits on the other side, you look each other in the eyes, you both take a fucking shit. Oh!
What are you drinking this eve?
fucking Diet Pepsi. I got no booze in my house.
Oh, shit. I got fucking Vodka LaCroix going right now.
I'm doing fucking clean living right now.
I'm feeling fine.
I'm fucking clean living.
That's pretty good. That's a commendable effort, my friend. Every once in a while, I like to just do like a little dopamine detox, if you will. Just like cut everything out for like a week. Mm-hmm. And then holy shit, that Friday when you just binge everything again, holy shit, it's just the best feeling in the world.
How do you feel about The Mandalorian right now?
I've seen maybe like the first two episodes of The Mandalorian. I haven't watched the rest. I really enjoyed that robot character that gets killed. I thought they were going
to... He comes back, like, twice.
I like him a lot. Like, he was really cool. Like, they should have used him more.
Hello, I shall shoot you now. Now activating murder mode. Murder, 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 murder.
All right, we're... New scene. All right, robot self-help group.
Robot self-help?
Tell me about yourself.
My name is Denzel Octavius Computer. But you may call me Doc for short.
Hello, Doc.
Every morning, when my wake-up protocols wake me up from my hibernation mode, I look in the mirror and I say, fucking Tuesdays, am I right?
How did that make you feel, Doc?
It made me feel like I've got a bad case of the Tuesdays.
That was a good scene.
So I did, I'm not sure if you heard my April Fool's Day prank of the year was I posted me trying to speak Spanish for like 15 minutes. It was a very, very challenging experience for me, but I feel like I did a pretty decent job.
Y una ardilla que estaba de paso levantó la rama sobre un hombro y continuó su camino.
Ese para mi pene,
dijo el árbol, lamentando su pérdida.
I find that like a lot of the time, I'm not going to get into where I work and all that stuff. I will talk. We do have customers who call in who are Spanish, and we do have Spanish speakers all over the place to help these customers out. But a lot of the time, they want to speak English because they're learning English, and they want to do it in these scenarios so they can get better at it. And I always think to my, and this is where I decided to speak Spanish because of these situations, because I learned that, maybe I should be working on a new language to help further my horizons.
Right.
And I find that I have a lot of Spanish-speaking people who call in, and it'd be really nice if I'd be able to, if there was anything they couldn't say to me in English, I could at least understand them in Spanish. So I've been working really hard trying to make that happen. So that's been me.
You know, Skylar, you are truly, you're doing God's work out there. I'm proud of you.
I don't know about all that. I don't know if it's a selfish thing, but I do believe that it's nice to broaden your horizons.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
You know, there's a Chuck Tingle, a Tingleverse role-playing game.
What?
Yeah, we should play
sometime.
Oh
my God, that sounds really good. I'm looking at this one.
This is
The Places You'll Blow, an adults-only collection of sentient location erotica. By Dr. Chuck Tingle.
This is my favorite. Straight.
It's a good title.
Just straight. And it's like a fucking skull.
Yeah, I'm seeing that one now.
I love this tweet by Chuck Tingle. Would just need handsome photo with white background. Some buds like to be shirtless, but that is optional. Whatever way is comfortable, if not, is understandable. Whatever proves love for you. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. That one time Patrick Rothfuss, Chuck Tingle, John Scalzi, and Neil Gaiman created the wise man's butt.
What?
Patrick Rothfuss tweets. Title. Kvothe kicks every inch of some dude's ass. The King Killer Chronicles, The Name of the Wind, Book 2, The Wise Man's Fear, Book 3, Every Inch of Some Dude's Ass.
Every inch of some dude's ass.
slammed in every inch of the ass by doors of stone.
Oh, God.
And then that's John Scalzi. Then Chuck Tingle comes in. Hello, Patrick Rothfuss. After tweets from online buds, I have researched and will be open to collaboration on story name The Wise Man's Butt. Pat Rothfuss, I like the cut of your jib, sir. My only concern is the cover. I'd want something dynamic and titillating, yet tasteful and literary. My idea is a man thinking about his butt or butthole. He is very wise and very handsome. I like it. Could we maybe include some visual element to clearly signal to the reader the fantasy elements in the story? Neil Gaiman joins in to say, perhaps the wise man could have an enormous beard. That's his fantasy in my book. And then Pat Rosso says, Neil has a good point here, Chuck. And the man knows a thing or two about fantasy and beards.
That is true. It's very true. You know what? When the good ideas come, you just take them. You just got to implement everything. It's a conglomerate, a meeting of the minds for sure. Like, that's going to be the hottest book of the fucking whenever the hell ever decides to come out. Like, shit. This guy's been working on this shit for like 10 years. Like, goddamn. Chuck Tingle comes out with fucking 88 books a day. Like, you could use, I think Patrick Rothfuss could take a tip or two from him.
I think so. Like, making more books on an untimely manner.
Did you, there was this one that Patrick Rothfuss released that was like, it starred one of the side characters and it was just her running around the sewers for 3 hours.
Yeah, it was, I forget her name, but,
I couldn't get through it. I was so fucking bored. I stopped listening to it.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's bad by any stretch, but I am gonna say.
But does it get better?
No, I didn't really listen to it because I really, like, I'll listen to it once the Doors of Stone come out. Like, that's really all I care about at this point. Like,
you know, I'll watch Game of Thrones when the last book comes out.
That's gonna be my will. Once I'm cremated and put into an urn, I'm gonna say, listen, I don't care. I just want to hear the audiobook. Like, play an audiobook next to the urn for 75 hours, because how long the fucking book's going to be.
Oh my God, yeah. Like, that's crazy. Like, the fact that the plot, the story is that it's a frame narrative where, what's his name, the demon guy and the fucking, the penman are just sitting in the bar with him, and over the course of, like, 2 hours, he says all of this shit, but then the book is, like, it's just, like, 50 hours long.
Dude, the first book is 30, the second one is 60 hours. It's 90 hours of content.
Like, how is this guy, like, it takes place over the course of 2 days, though, and it's just him talking about his entire life story. Like you, I'm sure you've picked up on that, too. Like, how's he, unless he's talking really fucking fast.
Yeah, I mean, a big thing about, I think what the King Killer Chronicles is really known for and really good for is the unreliable narrator.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to remember that the chronicler, like, we're reading the chronicles retelling of the story, basically. It's from his perspective.
Yeah.
So it is a genius book because it takes place from three perspectives. It's the chronicler. But what we're reading is the chronicler's retelling of Quoth's retelling of his story. So we have what really happened, how Quoth sees it, and how the chronicler rewrote it, which I think is incredible. Because it goes into the idea of, like, I have to reread the book here. It's coming to that point. But you know, the things that the giant lizards that breathe fire, but they're not actually dragons.
Yeah. They're like drakes or something.
And they talk about, like, how it's a deconstruction of mythology, because the idea was that people mythology came about to scare people from going into the wilderness. So you would look outside and say, there's fucking monsters out there. There are no fucking monsters, but I saw a big lizard once and that's a dragon. You know what I mean?
I feel like the book explores that a lot. Like, something happens. And then, like, somebody talks about it, and then somebody else talks about it, and then by the time, like, fucking the first guy hears about it again, like, fucking Quoth is casting lightning on people. Meanwhile, all he did was, like, fucking throw some pocket sand at him and light it on fire.
I'm telling you, man, there is, it's beautiful.
Yeah. And it just really, it makes you think about, like, all the other shit you hear about, like, how many fucking mouths did this go through? It's like a game of telephone. Like, how much of this can you actually, how much of this is actually true, and how much of it is just garnish?
Let's do a game of telephone between you and me right now.
All right, let's do it.
All right, you say something.
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 Some thong.
Some thwing.
Fumbling.
Shumbling.
Stumbling.
Tumbling.
Mumbling.
Rumbling.
Crumbling.
Lumbling.
Fumbling.
Stumbling.
Pumbling.
Cumbling. That was pretty good.
Something. Yeah, that was... We got a few more of those than I thought we would out of that. Just made, some of those are actual real words, too. That was pretty cool.
Let's do another scene.
All right. Shut this shit down. What the fuck going on in here? You got gunk on the floor. You got gunk on the ceiling. You got gunk in your fucking ears, man.
Hey, buddy. That's my fucking... bar you're talking about.
Yeah, your bar's got fucking gunk on it. All your drinks are expired. You got fucking flies doing a backstroke in my fucking drink.
Shit. I don't know. I've lost it. I've lost the plot.
Yeah, there was no plot. That was it.
I'm gonna have to bring in my expert, Bob from Bob's Burgers, to show you how it's done.
Let's do some more impressions.
Yeah, it's me, Bob from Bob's Burgers.
My name's Master Chief Cortana.
I'm Big Inge.
Big
Hello, my name is Stephen Hawking, and I fucking love black holes.
Hello. Hello.
You're getting pretty good at that.
Hello.
Goodbye.
My name is Grizz.
That's a good impression of me.
Hey, everybody, it's me, fucking...
What's his name? Bobcat.
Fine. Bobcat Goldplant here.
Goldplant?
Goldplant. Goldthwait.
Mickey Mouse.
You ever see that fucking Goofy's Trial?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Goofy. Murder.
Goofy, shut the fuck up.
I love murder.
Why?
Goofy. The demons told me to.
Fuck, God. Shut the fuck up, Goofy. Murder.
Guilty.
Oh,
fuck. Fucking do it again.
Gorsh. Gorsh, I did it. Again. Gorsh. Gorsh, Mickey. All right, I need you to do an impression of Robert De Niro right now.
You talking to me?
I'm fucking talking to you.
I'm fucking Rod De Niro. You can fucking suck my dick, huh?
You started really good, and you went right in the fire.
Just right into...
All right. New impression.
Morgan Freeman, let's hear yours.
Hold on. Let me at least look up a quote.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me get a really good quote. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Challenge yourself. It's the only path which leads to growth.
Huh?
Damn, that's pretty good.
Now get busy living or get busy dying.
How are you so good at that, dude? You really are really good fucking... You're really good doing impressions.
I try.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Carlotta Botox, actress, thinktress, and influenceress, and I'm spilling all the tea on Hollywood.
Name?
Carlotta Botox.
B-O-T-O-X. Spell the first name.
It's actually Botox. B-E-A-U-T-O-X.
Of course it is. First name?
Botox is actually my last name. My first name...
Okay there, who's on first? I know it's your last name. Now I want you to spell your first name.
Oh, Carlotta. It's C-A-R, as in the automobile. L-O-T-T-A, like a lot of talent.
Wow. Just wow.
There's also an umlaut.
The f*** is an umlaut?
It's two dots and it goes over the...
Okay, Carlotta, two dots. Just take a seat over there. We'll call you when we're ready. Meanwhile, we'll gird our loins.
Check out the Carlotta Botox Chronicles, available now on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcatcher.